You saw today we had a move the ball period, which we did one last week as well. You know, where the guys are calling it, offense, defense, personnel's getting in and out, and it's really the key part of playing the game because it's the most like a game at this point. So I think they handled it well. You saw there was some good competitive play. For the most part, we stayed up, got a lot accomplished, and we'll try to do a little bit more of that. Unfortunately, you won't be here to see it, but we'll do a little bit more of that as we go the next 3 days. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Is Landon's status changed because the jersey was not red?
He's getting better, yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's changed. I just think we're going to be a little bit cautious because it's, you know, a break that's healed. And so we're trying to get him in as much as we can, but a little bit at a time. But he looks good. He's getting his extra running. He's getting everything he needs mentally. And I've been really, really pleased with his progress in all areas.
Even though this is a non-contact exercise, are you getting an idea of, you know, how you might be able to deploy offense, defense? Or is it becoming a little clearer to you now?
Yes, yeah, and really the physical nature of practice, you know, a lot of times, even though this is non-contact, you know, there's blocking and guys fitting up blocks and, you know, so you try to minimize any kind of contact that you have. But, you know, really once the season gets going, there's many, many practices where we don't have pads on. And so you practice the same way. And so you just got to be really fast. You got to, you know, you got to talk about, you know, body position. You got to talk about moving their feet. And we can still see all of that.
Along those lines, though, how much does the offensive line evaluation change once the camp rolls around and have the pads on?
It'll be the final evaluation, certainly. You know, in terms of the movement skills, their ability to learn, their ability to work together, all those things, we can start to draw a conclusion about who our best guys are. But you hold the final analysis, really, on all football players until you're playing true football. And I think that's where the competitive situations in pads can give us, you know, the last piece to the puzzle.
Pat, do you think your third receiver will be a traditional, you know, sometimes the third receiver on a team plays 60% of the snaps. Because you have a pass-catching tight end and Saquon, that maybe the third receiver will not be.
No, I mean, to your point, I think whether you're one, two, or three, I think every player has a role. So I try not to talk about the first, the second, or the third receivers. You know, I think that's something that when people start stacking up rosters and really depth charts outside the building. So we're going to put the players in there and use them to the best of their ability and try to get them the ball. The fact that we have a pass-catching tight end is something that's it's very valuable to a team because now a defense has to decide when you have two tight ends and him being one of them, him being Evan, that are they going to stay base or play nickel? And then the chess game begins from there.
You used the fullback quite a bit in Minnesota. Do you imagine your offense will do that again here? And how is Shane Smith looking?
Yeah, I like the use of a fullback. I think there's ways that you can use him strategically, whether it's the grouping that he's involved in or how you get him the ball. And, you know, I think when you have a fullback in there, you always have the element of seven-man protection, which is good for the quarterback.
You overhauled the offensive line here. What were your prerequisites when you were looking at offensive linemen? So this is kind of the mold I'm looking for in an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I think they got to be physical. I think they have to be smart. And then, you know, once they have the basic kind of traits that you're looking for in the player, then, you know, I like guys that have power and can move their feet. And then you just try to find the best in all those areas.
Pat, a week ago you told us that Odell was getting pretty close to being physically fully cleared. By pretty close, are you talking about maybe by in time for next week's mini camp, or are you looking more towards training camp?
Yeah, possibly. We'll have to see when we cross that bridge.
When he comes back, what does he have to show you to get on the field?
Yeah, he just got to get out there and get, you know, obviously we'll visit about how he's doing. And, again, we talk frequently. We'll visit how he's doing and put him out there and give him a little bit more as we go.
Do you expect him and Odell and Damon Harrison to be here next week?
Absolutely.
Pat, I know you can't tell much with the offensive line without the pads on.
Sure.
But that said, John Alapio's been getting a lot of first-team reps. Can you just talk about what he brings to the table at center, why you like him at that spot, and how he's been doing?
Yeah, you know, he's done a very good job. Pio's he's very smart. He's got good instincts. He snaps the ball well, which is a real refreshing thing for a center. That was supposed to be humorous.
Coach, I was going to laugh.
No, but he does all those things well, and he's very competitive, and he knows how to play the game. And so, you know, I think Jonesy's doing the same. And so they're just in there competing. I wouldn't over-evaluate who's getting the first-team reps, but I think if you're talking about Pio specifically, he's really sort of opened our eyes that he's got a chance to play.
Two more.
Explosive pieces that you have that we can all see. Oh, those are explosive players. How much time do you spend being creative and wondering the ways they can be used on Sundays?
Well, we think about that often because it's. I just told the players it's not about the plays; it's the players, and so we have to constantly look for the best ways to get them the ball. We did a couple of things creatively today. We saw a couple of matchups that we wanted where on defense they made good plays against us on the other side of the ball as well. And so, we're always thinking about that. I think that's the key to our game is, you know, not just putting the players out there, but using them well. And then the ones that weren't giving them the ball, you get them the ball. And I think that's what we try to do.
Pat, you signed Garrett Dickerson today.
Yeah.
I mean, you had said back at rookie minicamp that even if he wasn't signed the next day, he'd be right in the mix. What did you like about him? Why'd you bring him back?
We thought he, in really a short period of time, he showed us that he was smart and he had instincts. He runs around well. He catches the ball. And, you know, we're just trying to just keep reshaping the 90-man roster as we get ready for training camp. And so we felt like it was a good time to bring in these guys to kind of give them a two-week head start into the summer and then certainly training camp. So we liked what we saw in a short exposure, and so we're going to bring them in and try to learn more.
Kim, last one, Kim.
That was one of those good plays.
And then we got two more.
Two more. Coach, yes, we do.
Eli Apple against Sterling, was that one of those good plays?
Yeah, that was a good play. You know, and then we saw Jack Rabbit made a nice interception, you know, in the back of the end. The ball was thrown well. Everybody was in good position. He made a nice play on it. So, yeah, that's a good thing. But then earlier on, Sterling made a couple nice plays. So that's where when you look at, you know, you maybe point to a play or two, but within the practice, you see them kind of getting after each other. And, you know, we don't tally the score at this point. We're just looking for guys to compete and work hard against one another so we all get better.
That question's going to let you down. It's not that great. But I noticed you gave a lot of young guys a lot more reps today than we've seen in the last few weeks.
Sure.
What's your reasoning for that today?
Well, you know, we just had a real big personnel meeting last Thursday, you know, where we kind of just sat down and just talked organizationally about all the players. And I just felt like it was time to let's get a real good look at what we have with some of the younger players as we move forward. So we were kind of at the halfway point of OTAs. You know, we're seeing a lot of good things from our frontline guys, but we felt like today was a good day, or at least I felt like today was a good day to see what some of the younger, fresher-legged guys could do. And then we put it, you know, we gave them 14 plays there, and we did it in a setting where it was basically a scrimmage, so we could see how they could function getting in and out of the huddle, how they would line up on plays that weren't scripted, and it'll be a good tool for us to evaluate some of the young guys.